Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. Good day, y'all. When this is originally being recorded, it is a Wednesday, so happy Wednesday. But whenever you're listening to this, it's for you today, okay? So my voice sounds a little raspy and my nose sounds a little stuffy because the Most High just shared, with me a healing moment, and I dare not share it. I'm not going into details of that of my, full healing, but I wanted to share with you today that if you know that you have a purpose and God is showing you who you are, it is time to live your life on purpose today. It is time to start now. It is time to keep going, sis. You have come too far not to do the things that the Most High has created you to do. Like, seriously, and I'm not saying it on no cliche, 'cause you trying to get a house, 'cause you trying to get a car, 'cause you trying to do the things that come default when you are a kingdom child. However, you're doing it because of relationship, because you want to experience the gift that he gives us, which is that peace, which is that patience, which is that getting through this thing called life. Life is a journey, and either way, it's going to be a little challenging. So why not allow the challenge be the healing? Why not let the challenge be getting rid of those things that are keeping you stuck? And the only way that you will get rid of those things that have kept you stuck is to do something different. And I, as your sis, I, as your cousin, I, as your friend, I, as your life coach, I am here to inspire you today. Get up and do what it takes to become who God has called you to be. And it ain't gonna feel good. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't know if any of you ladies follow Latoya Okia or not, but I always talk about her because she is my life coach. And I'm hoping, one day I get to be in the room with her. But I say all that to say that I shared this with you guys. She's been talking about dry phone season and all this stuff. And you can be a married woman, because I know a lot of you guys that follow me are too. However, when you get in your single place, because you're still a whole woman even when you're married, but you get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to be on no teaching you how to be, but I just want you to know that this message is for you today and not get distracted by the example. But dry phone season can go for anyone where you have time alone. You have quiet time with the Creator. You have alone time. And I advise you today, if you are a woman that is constantly busy, you might have to start creating your own dry phone season. You may have to start putting yourself in a place to where you got to concentrate on the things that matter instead of worrying about the things that are, one, out of your control, and two, trying to band-aid and sugarcoat, all of those are statements of covering up the pain instead of healing through the pain so you can live your life on purpose. Like, when you get in your quiet place with the Creator will show you exactly what's hurting you, and you actually will sit there long enough to heal. Because sometimes, think about with your kids, like, I'm a super mom too. I don't show all my mommy activities on video and stuff just because I'm with my child a lot of the time. Like, if I'm not on here, the moose is with me. She's homeschooled. We do all that. But I share this to say that, when your child scratches their leg or they fall, they bust their lip, or, in my case, they bring a bird on the porch. But I just say this, they do something, and if they, I just had to throw that bird thing in there. Yeah, I would tell y'all the story about my child and bringing a bird on the porch. And it's for another time, but whatever. I say this to say that when a child scrapes their leg or they hurt themselves and they put the band-aid on, then they take it off again. It's like the scar takes a while to heal because they keep messing with it. And that's how it is in our life. When God is trying to heal you, You so busy trying to be busy and not face you. This is for you today, sis, so you can heal. I love you. I can't wait to see you in the room, and I think I'm about to see y'all in the room in Mississippi next. However, I just say this to say that while you are about to heal and while you're healing, it ain't gonna feel good. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt like H. You know what I'm talking about? It's gonna heal. It's gonna hurt. Why? Because healing don't feel good, because it's putting things back together. It's your body working to bring you back to who God created you to be. As in that scab, your skin is supposed to be there to cover the inside. And the inside's not supposed to be on the outside. However, once the inside heals, the outside becomes, who is that for today? That really might be for me on the replay. Okay? So I ask you, ladies, as you are continuing to become, you keep healing. Don't cut the healing process because it gets uncomfortable. Once a thing gets uncomfortable, that's when we be like, oh, that ain't God. No. The Most High has to hurt us sometimes to heal us. And it's not on no cliche, oh, God is hurting me so that I can be rich. No, it ain't none of that. He's healing you because he loves you. He's helping you come back to who he's called you to be, because if you just became without the process, you wouldn't be able to handle that thing once you got it. Okay? So this is for my doctors that are listening. This is for my singers that are listening. This is for my dancers. This is for my moms. This is for the wives out there. This is for the women of Yah that need to get it right within the kingdom of God. Okay? Because one thing about it is, we all talk about all this stuff about the men. I talk to y'all ladies, because when we and what we don't talk about on social media, most of us be in our feelings. And some of it do got to do with the brothers that we deal with. And, you know, I just wanted to share this real quick, because we be talking about the kings, but it's time to talk about us as queens so that we can be what that king needs. How about that? You know, I never wanted to be one to talk on relationships and all of that stuff. Why? Because I feel like, you know, that ain't my lane. It just ain't my lane. However, if the shoe fits, you know, we wear it at times. So I just want to inspire you today. If you're that woman dealing with that, okay, it's time to become and stop worrying about that. And then if you're that woman that keeps giving up on your dream because you had to take a test and the test was hard, that don't mean that you're not going to become. That means you got to put in some more studying, because if you failed the test, that means that you're not ready to work on the body. As in, you're a doctor and you keep failing the one test, you keep getting scared to go to the next level in that thing. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but whoever this is for, and I know it's for you today, because you're stopping because you won't pass the test or because you think the test is going to be too hard. But you need that, because when you become a doctor, you're going to face something to change somebody's life. So, anyway, I got stuck there for a second, because that's for you today, sis. Keep going. They need you. You are an answered prayer today. Remember that we are always somebody else's answered prayer. So I inspire you today. Keep going. You got this. And do not allow, when that healing starts, don't go back. Remember, we talked about that on Conversations with Mom. We can't be looking back. We got to go forward. Moving forward. Transparency. Stop and look at you. Stop trying to be busy. Stop trying to do stuff that don't concern you. Focus on the things that you got to get done so you can live a purposely fulfilled life. For real, I can't wait to have a lot of y'all come with me. Why? Because I like to be around good people. You know, it's amazing. However, once you get to that place where you're living your life on purpose, that area of having a whole lot of folks to kick it with ain't easy. It ain't there no more. Why? Because people ain't changing their mindset. But because you chose to listen to this podcast today, because you chose to listen to another podcast, probably when you get off of this one, and you're filling your, you know, personal development cup, you feeling that. I know that this is for you. So it's time to keep going. It's time to get it done. You got this, sis. Like, if you follow me on Facebook, I've been posting a lot of Southern Soul stuff because that is my genre now. Like, I love that music. Like, of course, I grew up off the go-go, and I still love go-go, but I go through my seasons as you guys are following me. Like, I've always been a super introvert, so now that I am exposing my personality on Facebook and social media, it's like, I'm in my season of Southern Soul, so y'all gonna be Southern Soul'd out. But anyway, I say all that to say that I'm ready for it to get warm. I'm not one that likes all this cold weather. This cold weather be bugging me out. It's too much. So I say that to say I'm ready for it to get warm. And I wanted to encourage you guys to, I don't know where I was going with that. And then one of my reminders came up for my next meeting. So I'm gonna have to get off of here, but I couldn't hold this in. I need you guys to win with me. Let's win, y'all. You got this. Put your stuff in order. And we're too blessed to be running around here stressed and falling out. Okay? So what? If the problem happened, are you going to trust the Most High? Or are you going to trust that he going to leave you? He going to forsake you? His word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're his child. You ain't going to do that to your child. And if you messed up with your children, ask God to forgive you. I went through a long time when I first had my daughter, and I had to forgive myself because I felt like I didn't do things that I was supposed to do, and I was then trying to hold myself hostage. You got to forgive yourself. But the only way you're going to be able to forgive yourself is you got to forgive other people. I say it to you all the time, but my time is short and I do have to go, guys. But I hope that you have an amazing day on purpose. I hope that you smile at somebody today. Smiling is a gift. Remember, everybody can't smile. Also, pray for the person in front of you and pray for the person behind you. You never know. Your prayer may change and or save their life. So I definitely pray that you make this the best day on purpose. And remember, you're healing. So if it hurts a little bit, okay, heal. Go through that hurt so that you can heal. And I'm telling y'all, when you get to that place, you're going to love it. It's a lot. That's like I said, my nose was a little stuffy and I'm feeling a little like, wow, Father, I thank you for your healing. Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you for teaching me the ways of the kingdom so that instead of me living hell on earth, I'm living heaven here on earth. I forgot who that's by, but it was a singer that used to say, I got heaven right here on earth or whatever. They won't talk about, I forgot, but it just came to my head when I said that. But I wanted to share that with you today. You can win today. You can win right now. And if I don't see you in the next Her class, because we about to wrap up this other one, we almost done. And we are going to go into the next one, which will be sometime starting. I don't know yet. I got to let you know, because How Bad Do I will be sponsoring a women's empowerment with the Legacy Magazine of Mississippi. And we're working on April or something, but I'm not going to speak too premature. But look out for that. It's definitely coming, and I'm hoping that we get in the building in Delaware because I have been dealing with some setups there. So anyway, I just hope that you guys follow, subscribe, share, like, definitely share it, because people are out here hurting. I talk to a lot of people all the time, and the common denominator is hurt, and we got to heal. We have to heal for sure. So I hope that you guys have a good day, and I love you. And until next time, be great on purpose. Love you. Good day.